This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a meat Friday, and everybody gets to enjoy it, including Paulie, after the big win by the Bears last night. The Bears are back. He's calling it the French Onion Super Bowl. You're welcome. French onion soup, beer brats, hot Italian sausages, smoked baby back ribs, bacon mac and cheese, smoked apple crumb pie, a la mode. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes, yes. Never in doubt last night. Bears dominated the Commanders. Joey Votto of the Reds will join us coming up a little bit. We will decide on the MMWGOTW, the most must-win game of the weekend. And in the final hour, Andrew Dice Clay will join us on the program. And Fritzy will get to do his Andrew Dice Clay impersonation.
You got to be kidding me. Dice is coming on.
Thank you, Todd. How big was Dice Clay to you growing up?
Very big. Very big deal. He sold out the Garden twice, the whole nursery rhymes thing with the cigarette and the leather jacket. He's so Brooklyn. He was like at the comedy club Pips in Sheepshead Bay, which was like 5 minutes from where I grew up in Brighton Beach. It was awesome.
Mm. Yeah, Paul.
Fritzy's right about when Dice was on that Rodney Dangerfield special. He went from a complete unknown to everyone wanted a piece of him immediately. They made that movie Ford Fairlane because they just like, we got to get a movie for this guy. We got to put him in a movie. I would say, though, Eddie Murphy went from zero to household name real fast, like faster. Because when he went to Saturday Night Live, Eddie Murphy, it took him like 3 weeks on SNL, and he was, that's the biggest blow up of a comedian I can ever remember.
But Dice did it. While he only had a 5 minute stand up routine for Rodney Dane, to me that's more incredible than what Eddie Murphy was on NBC Saturday Night Live, and yes, he did blow up overnight. But what Dice did is more impressive. That it was, nobody knew him. He's on for 5 minutes, then it felt like everybody knew him, and then all of a sudden he's selling out the Garden like two nights in a row. So Dice Clay will join us. He's in a movie, it's a sports movie. He plays a basketball coach.
Warrior Strong, Dan. Warrior Strong. Go check it out.
That's enough. Okay.
Todd's been, my Dice Clay.
All yesterday and all today. Todd's walking around.
Every commercial break, I'd go to the back and do my little shtick in the control room there.
Are you ready, though?
For what?
Your moment with Dice Clay.
I am. I'm excited about that. You make dreams come true. I thought I've done all the dreams, and then you always find one more dream to make come true.
Okay. Really, you know what would make a dream come true for me?
I mean, to stop talking or stop doing my Dice Clay. There's a lot of things.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, DP at Dan Patrick.
Like, your bucket list is to go to Australia and have Fritzy shut up.
Yes. Not in that order.
Okay.
Yeah. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. You can see this mess unfold right in front of you. And radio affiliates around the country as well. Poll question.
Oh, man, what a world.
Poll question. We get paid to do this.
What a world.
Poll question in a world. Poll question.
In a world.
What do we have today?
Dan, we have got, if Justin Fields plays well the rest of this season and the Bears have the number one pick in the draft, should they stick with him or draft Caleb Williams? Right now, it is a 60-40 split. Want to guess which way?
take Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Yes.
There is almost nothing. There is no way Justin Fields can play him out of the hole that is the potential hope of how good Caleb Williams is going to be.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, it feels that way. If they want, let's say they won 8 games.
He could go off the rest of the season.
But is it the win total or his stats? Because they might not coincide. It might be just an overall feel of, is he our quarterback or not? Because if I'm a Bears fan and I can get Caleb Williams and I can restart the clock at the quarterbacking position, then I would certainly do that. I don't know what you could get, you know, projecting down the road if you were going to trade Justin Fields. Like if you say, hey, Minnesota Vikings, you want Justin Fields. I don't know what you get in return. Or Tampa, hey, you interested in Justin Fields? What do you get in return? All right, the Bears win by 20, ending the losing streak at 14 games, longest in franchise history. DJ Moore is the one who stood out. 8 catches, 230 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And Justin Fields, the second quarterback in Bears history to have back-to-back games with 4 passing touchdowns. Who wants to guess? The only other quarterback in Bears history to have back-to-back games throwing for 4 touchdowns. Paul, I'll go. That's your team. I'll go to you first.
I would have to go with Eric Kramer.
That would be wrong. Thought you knew the Bears. Todd?
Bob Avellini.
No. Marvin?
Jay Cutler.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Marvin knows the Bears better than Paulie does. Yes, Seton.
So funny. Marvin is sneaky good.
He is sneaky.
Trivia.
Yes.
Sneaky good.
Yeah. But he might cheat,
then
too.
Again, he did.
He might have printed it up. Yeah. You know, gave me the stat sheet there.
It is possible that he did that.
Yeah, he could have. He could have.
Not this time.
Yeah.
Paul Molitor. Like, oh, how'd you know that?
By the way, Sunday night, you might have heard the Cowboys are playing the 49ers.
Santa Clara, baby. Let's go. Winner goes to the Super
Everybody
Bowl.
Is excited except for Fritzy.
I'm excited about the game. I just, you know, it's week 5. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Are you going to be more focused on the Broncos and the Jets this weekend?
Well, I can watch both because it's a Sunday
No,
night.
I'm just saying your attention.
I am like far more excited about the Jets-Broncos game, which is ridiculous, but that's me.
Okay. There's supposed to be a feud here. Sean Payton called out Nathaniel Hackett, saying it might have been the worst coaching job in NFL history when Nathaniel Hackett was with the Broncos. And Nathaniel Hackett, who's the offensive coordinator for the Jets, never got an apology from Sean Payton. And he had this to say about the feud.
Let's put it this way, everyone. This game is about those guys out on that field. This game is not about me. It's about me helping them during the week. I just want the guys to go out there and play a great game. That's all we're looking for. And what has happened is in the past, we all move forward. Coaches definitely just focus on trying to get the guys in the best positions. And that's what we're doing right now. I haven't really watched their offense. I work primarily with the offense. I know there's some people in that organization that I really care about a lot. And, you know, hey, that's part of it. I just want to go get a win.
Okay. He's got to say that. He doesn't believe that. When somebody says it's the worst coaching job, perhaps, in the history of the NFL, it's personal. Yes, Mark.
If the Jets win, I guarantee Nathaniel Hackett will get the game ball. After they have their, you know, they're in the locker room, they're like, you know what? When
But what if the defense plays really well and the offense doesn't play well at all? You're going to give the offensive coordinator the game ball?
Well, they're going to say, that offense sucks even worse than it did last year. And it's not because of you, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Take this. He will get the game ball for sure.
What's the point spread on that? Do we have the Broncos favored?
Yeah, Broncos are given 2.5 to the Jets.
Half.
I got another line that's saucy.
Okay.
The Chiefs are at the Vikings, 3-1, 1-3. The Chiefs are only given 3 points to the Vikings.
Yeah. I got it at 3.5 with DraftKings. Yeah. The Bengals are giving 3 at Arizona. The Eagles and the Rams, to me, just got a little bit better. Like, is Cooper Kupp going to be able to play in that game? I mean, I guess, as Paulie said, that he's trending towards that. The Ravens -4.5 at Pittsburgh. That's kind of interesting as well. New York Giants offensive lineman Evan Neal has apologized again he called out the Giants fans and basically said, you know, you guys are fair weather fans and you're sheep and we're lions, which is weird because he plays for the Giants. And then he talked about, you know, they flip burgers and hot dogs probably, and who were they to be booing us? So Evan Neal has apologized again.
I'm remorseful, and I definitely could have used a better choice of words. You know, coming from humble beginnings myself, I never want to belittle anyone, regardless of their financial status or their occupation. So I really just wanted to apologize for what I said.
Okay. While I'm up here on this roof here, I'm going to take the ladder up with me so you can't come up there with me, you people who flip burgers and hot dogs. Like, what are you doing? I came from humble beginnings. Okay. I don't think you feel like you're, you know, humble now with your beginnings. Yes, Todd.
That sounded kind of sincere to me, even if it was rehearsed or they practiced it, like before you go on trial, they put you on the stand. I got a good feeling about what he said, and I'm willing to not put him, like, in the dog pound forever.
No, but what they need to do is he needs to get burgers and hot dogs and have a tailgate for fans.
That would be perfect.
And just have free hot dogs and burgers. Just say, hey, I'm sorry, and for all you great people, show up, pay our salaries, and, you know, root us on even when we're playing horribly. Here, enjoy the Feast of Resistance. Yes, you.
That to me sounds like Evan's mom or dad was, Evan.
Ooh.
That's, you get a call from mom and dad when you forget your humble beginnings. You get a call from mom and dad and get reminded quickly.
Evan, Matthew, Neal, you get over here right this moment.
Ooh, when they go middle name, you're in trouble. But I like how Posh Spice, David Beckham's wife, she was talking about her humble beginnings, and she was being interviewed.
They have a documentary out about David Beckham.
Okay. And she's being interviewed in the documentary, and she talks about kind of growing up middle class. Is that right, Seton?
They talk about how they both grew up in, like, you know, like hardworking families, I think is the wording she used.
Okay. And then Beckham pops in during the interview and is saying to Posh while she's on camera, tell him how you got to school. Tell him what your dad drove to drive you to school. Tell him what. And she's like, no, no. And then finally she goes, a Rolls Royce.
That's why I think her choice of wording is interesting, because she says something like hardworking, but not middle class. Because he grew up very much like a working class guy. Yeah. You know, he was very much working class. But she said, no, we grew up in hardworking families. And he's like, really? So tell me about that again. What car did you go to school in?
Rolls Royce.
Well, my father worked very hard for that Rolls Royce.
Yes, he did, of course. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha.
Nobody. Thank you, Todd. Speaking of Todd, Fritzy looks like he's right out of central casting for a Spike Lee Jordan commercial. I like it. It looks good. And, Dan, I have an idea from Redman yesterday, who was epic. I think we should have him on more often. But what if we have a sweatshirt, and we can workshop the front, but on the back where the hood goes, we put a DP show emblem right where the neck is. I think that would be kind of cool.
Okay, so Dylan, our graphics guy, has a bet with one of our listeners, Breadman, and it's the Texas-Oklahoma game, and the loser has to get a tattoo. Dylan has to get a Breadman tattoo, and Breadman's going to get a DP show logo on the back of his neck. So we're talking high stakes here. Anything else, Buddha?
Yeah, I wonder, Dan. You know, we gotta work some hunger into this season somehow. And I was thinking, if we take the dog matchup of every week and we just come up with some wild, wild bet, because watching these games is so awesome. Last night I was like watching the game. The bartender's like, "You got money on the game tonight?" I'm like, "Absolutely not." He's like, "Is it your survivor pick?" I'm like, "God, no." He's like, "You got him in a parlay?" I'm like, no. It's Meat Friday, man.
Thank you, Buddha. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Meat Friday. Pauly, thanks for sharing a little bit about Dick Butkus and how you knew him. It's sort of like you lost a far-off uncle that you enjoyed seeing when you got a chance. Going off that Breadman hoodie idea that Buddha brought up, I thought that if Dylan loses the bet, whatever he ends up tattooing on his body for Redman should be put on the front with the DP logo on the back of the hoodie, and it just say Breadman. Also, Dan, I do have a question for you, but I also have a trivia question. So you brought up Jay Cutler as the only quarterback to have the other two, I think, 300-yard games. But can you name the receiver that has the first and third most receiving yards for a Bear receiver in history? Because DJ Moore had the second most last night with 230, but he's down with by this receiver.
All right. We were talking about quarterbacks who have had back-to-back games, at least four touchdowns. Jay Cutler was the answer. So your receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, and your other receiver is Harlan Hill, who played back in the 50s.
Good job. Alshon Jeffrey is first and third. Dan, I got a knee surgery yesterday. Got a question for you. How many single knee surgeries on one side did you get before they decided to do a replacement? Because they needed to do a replacement, but they didn't do it for me because I'm too young. So I'm wondering, how many did you go through before they did the replacement?
I had five different types of surgery. And then finally, I got the replacement knee. But I had microfracture surgery where they drill holes into your knee. They're trying to get cartilage to grow, and it's a mess. But for any of you parents who have children and they grow quickly, especially your boys, if they grow like 3 inches over a summer or something, make sure that you're aware of how much wear and tear you're going to have on those knees, because mine got chewed up playing on asphalt. And playing through the summer, playing basketball, just chewed up my knee, and my knee never recovered. But be aware of that. And certainly with girls, you're more susceptible to blowing out your knees. And just be aware of it, and get your knees looked at just to see, you know, how that cartilage is, because when it goes, it ain't coming back. Yes, Todd.
It also can affect your hips when you're young and you're growing too fast. My nephew had to have a hip procedure because he was just getting a little too tall too fast at a young age, and he started feeling pain in his hip. So that's another spot to keep an eye on.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. All right.
Let's take a break. Joey Votto, our good buddy from the Cincinnati Reds. Is he still going to be with the Cincinnati Reds? Had an unbelievable career, but we'll talk to him coming up. And then Dice Clay will join us coming up in the final hour of the program. Back after this on a Meet Friday. TireRack.com. Ready to go. Free shipping. Free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They have a test track. They test the tires. And then they push them to the limit. They give you all that information so you make an informed choice. TireRack.com/Dan. You tell them what you drive. And they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. So that means they're going to give you a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. And they sell only the best. The full lineup of Michelin tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. This, to me, is a game changer. It's an opportunity for them to bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Michelin test results and special offers. So TireRack.com/Dan, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be, and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is emo day, emo pop punk day. We're picking our favorite emo pop punk songs. This would be Sugar, We're Going Down, 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 Fall Out Boy. Todd, this is yours.
It sure is.
Okay. All right.
I like that song.
Okay. Good.
I think Fob has some good hits.
Fall Out Boy? I don't know if they go by that, but yeah.
That Uma Thurman song and stuff, they're all right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
Like, cock it and pull it. That's my favorite part.
Okay. It is emo pop punk day here on the Dan Patrick Show. We're waiting for Joey Votto to join us. Joe in Wisconsin joins us now. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind today? Maybe he's not there. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? What up, though? Happy Meat Friday, fellas. Listen, I was sitting there listening to Paulie, and I was thinking, where have I heard this song before? Man, how quickly the roles have changed. I'm happy, though, that he came out on top. I also was thinking, emo punk, with the B-52s be considered that, and Spandau Ballet or Tears for Fears?
All right. Tears for Fears, I think. Now, B-52s would be pop, punk, emo, maybe? Seton?
B-52s.
I would say the B-52s are like super punk rock because they had their own thing. They're kind of like the Talking Heads or something, where you're like, wow, where did this come from? But it all came from a alternative place.
What was that, Rock Lobster?
That was a song that broke. It was popular when we were in high school. Kids used to dance to the Rock Lobster, and then they got some hits after that.
Joe in Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Morning, boys. Happy Meat Friday.
Thank you.
I said a quick one for you. I had we dressed up as pop punk emo, my wife and I, for Halloween one year and went to a party with a bunch of our friends. People would look at us and then look at the ground like they were truly, truly afraid of what was going on with us. So I sent Tyler a couple pictures you guys can look at, and then had a little idea you guys should do a little real or fake band name for the pop punk emo if you guys have time to put it together.
Sure. Seton can probably do that. Or Paulie. Band or not a band? We tend to come up with, like, there'll be just odd sayings, and then we'll go, that sounds like that'd be a great name for a band. Thor in Virginia joining us. Hi, Thor. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dano, I've been listening to the show since the beginning this morning, and I got a question. I probably missed it this week, but it seems to me, and mind you, I am not Team Fritzy, far from it, but Fritzy hasn't been made whole in this whole bet thing between him and Paulie. I mean, I know Paulie's like the queen mother of the show there, but he still has to pay up.
Paulie, what do you have to pay up with Fritzy?
I'm not sure. He didn't elaborate.
I think he was under the impression, which I think a lot of people were, that the loser of the Broncos-Bears game specifically would either miss Meat Friday, have some kind of punishment, even though there was another weird Thursday night thing in the schedule where the Bears had another chance to play and win a game.
Yes, Seton.
That is, as the person who pulled this from Twitter, the bet was the loser of Broncos-Bears cannot eat Meat Friday again until their team wins. And yes. Paul's team won before the next Meat Friday.
Yes.
It was a loophole.
Yes, it was.
And it's incredibly lucky for Paulie. Incredibly lucky. But that was the loophole. But and that was the bet. They couldn't eat until their team won again.
Yeah. I mean, I had no problem with that.
Nah.
Yeah. I had an executive order, and I said, yeah, we're going to allow the Bears game against the Commanders if the Bears win. Nobody thought the Bears were going to win. They ended up winning, and now Paulie gets to enjoy Meat Friday tonight. I mean, he could have lost 2 weeks. Two Fridays, and maybe even longer. Morgan in Maryland. Hey, Morgan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just got to say how disappointed I am in Fritzy for being such a sour Sally on a Friday.
Sour
talking
Sally?
About how the
I've been called that before.
Okay.
You know, like the NFL is, you know, not having quality games, but it doesn't matter because we're still in football season. I mean, we could be in March, and then what are we talking about? Especially with the Ravens-Steelers game this weekend. That game is intense and tough and always good to watch. So, you know, just a little disappointed in them.
All right. I agree with you, Morgan. What'd she call you?
Sour Sally.
Yeah, okay.
Sour Sally. That, there might be some legs to that.
Yeah. You are a buzzkill today for a guy.
I didn't mean to be. I'm in a good mood.
You get to do your Dice Clay impersonation to Dice Clay. It's a Meat Friday.
Got a lot of food on the menu.
Everything's good. Everything's good. Joey Votto, our good buddy with the Cincinnati Reds, six-time All-Star, won an MVP, won a Gold Glove, and he's here to announce his retirement from Major League Baseball. And it's very nice that you, very, very thoughtful that you picked this show to announce your retirement. Bittersweet, bittersweet for us, but I'll let you make the announcement. Hey, how about a round of applause for Joey Votto?
Joey Votto.
Wow. Yeah.
What a hero. What a career.
Unbelievable. Right. Unbelievable. We're going to miss you. We're going to miss you.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Oh man, I was worried. I don't have anything to talk about today, and that's quite the intro. So, I'd like to announce my retirement from this particular show.
Once again, a round of applause for Joey Votto.
Hell of a run!
Yeah, I didn't say what he's retiring from, but he's retiring from this show. And
I hear that you're on your way to retirement. What,
yes,
three,
I am.
4 years?
Okay, who retires first, me or you?
For sure, me.
Okay. What is your status right now?
Unemployed. Unemployed. Okay. And they have a an option for 2024, and I don't know what's next. So as far as being retired, I'm not retired quite yet.
Okay. So. But if you had your druthers.
If I had my druthers.
You're going back to the Reds?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I want to play again one more, at least one more year. Yeah.
Okay.
The last couple of years were crummy. I wasn't healthy for 2 years, so I'd like to play well. It's not the taste I want to leave in my mouth.
But if the Reds decide that they are not going to exercise that option,
then I'll have a new experience. Dan, it is good to see you. It is good to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's really good to see you. No, if not, then I'll have a new experience. I'll be a free agent for the first time in my professional baseball career. So I don't know how excited I am about that.
Yeah, I wonder about that. That, like, Shohei Ohtani going into free agency. No, obviously it's different than you, but just that experience of, you know, you're kind of like going on dates, you know, it's like blind date or something. Hey, come on to Boston and say hello to the Red Sox or things like that. Can you imagine what his life is going to be like here coming up?
Well, you brought up Boston. I've actually flown to Boston for actual dates before, so that is not new territory for me. I remember flying having a day off, flying intentionally into Boston, going on a date with this woman, then actually flying back. So all of that is familiar territory for me. So the advice I give Shohei, if he's going to fly to Boston and go on a date, I'd say, you know, make sure you have a return ticket for that night because it may not be a good match. So it worked out fine for me. As far as Shohei, free agency, I have no idea because going through that Tommy John surgery may interrupt the momentum of what some teams were anticipating in terms of the pitcher hitter combo for 2024. But he seems as confident as ever. And offensively, he was as good as anyone in the game this year. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be much of an interruption in terms of interest from the teams that really, really wanted him. I mean, pause for a year, return to pitching in 2025, and everyone gets the best of him.
Yeah, I just wonder if it was going to be 600 or maybe 500, and now it's $450 million with incentives if he pitches again or when he pitches again.
Yeah, but why? Why is it such a massive hit?
Well, he's not going to be pitching. We don't know if he's going to be. Don't you want to pay him in accordance to he's going to be the two-way player, just the marketing of that, not just a hitter and maybe a pitcher?
Well, I think there would have been uncertainty going into any contract, especially if there would have been, you know, that 8 to 12-year length. I think anybody would have built in that uncertainty. That you get the guarantee that he won't be pitching in year one dings him, I suppose, a little bit, but I don't know if it dings the full package as much as people would think. And he's in a position where I think he feels like he's in a really powerful position. He had such a good offensive year. People have a really strong idea of what it feels like coming back from Tommy John surgery. So I think he feels like, okay, this is not ideal for my new team, or if he goes back to Anaheim for Anaheim, but I think he views himself as like a pitcher hitter long term.
Talking to Joey Votto, he's not retiring from the Reds, just the show, joining us on the program. The playoff format, first round, three games.
Mm.
How do you think the players, if the players could vote on a three game, best of three, or a one and done, what do you think they would choose?
I think we prefer three games because we're used to a three-game series. And the one game, it just all happens so quickly. We're used to entering a city, preparing, practicing, playing, going through the weekend, and then the three-game series, and then heading back to heading off to the new city. So, you know, I don't think we want to do a one-game series. But I can't speak for all players.
You look at these teams and face these teams, but give me a scouting report on the Dodgers.
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to it. I thought we were going to talk about like Taylor Swift. You know, I'm single. Travis Kelce gets Taylor Swift. You know, the experience from me as a 40-year-old, a single 40-year-old, watching Travis Kelce date Taylor Swift and know that if he has a good game, he's going to get a Rolls Royce at the end of the night. Know that if he has a good game, he's going to get a brand new Rolex at the end of the night. Know that no matter what, there's going to be, you know, he's going to be flying private jets all over the place and living this, you know, posh Taylor Swift-like life. You should ask my opinion on that one because I've got a take on that one.
Okay. What is your take on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I'd like to be the backup boyfriend. I'd like to be the backup boyfriend to Travis Kelce. So if that's available, I'll take it.
Wait, not Travis Kelce's boyfriend, but the backup to Travis Kelce is the boyfriend for Taylor Swift.
Yes, I'd like to be the second line.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you made any inroads to Taylor Swift before, overtures?
Is that – I'm kind of doing it right now, am I not?
Oh, you're shooting your shot right now.
I'm not even shooting the A shot. I'm shooting the B shot, the backup shot. I would love to be the backup.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan.
Well, you're going to have to play again so you can invite her to come to the game. Because she's not going to go, oh, let me look at your stat. Like, she didn't care about that. She wants to be seen. Yeah. So you have to go play one more year. Maybe play in a different market.
He's in Kansas City, though. It's a smaller market.
She'll get bored by that.
Well, I can promise you, I will bore her. And
have you dated somebody famous before?
No, never.
Okay. You don't want to go into never. That world.
I don't know. I can only imagine what it's like.
No, you don't want that. You don't. Right. No. Then you can't go to Starbucks and get, you can't go, you know, just have a normal day. You can't wear that shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No.
Okay.
See, you can't do that. What you wear, what, you know, I mean, everything, you're going to be scrutinized. How are you when you get criticized when you're, you know, playing baseball? Imagine that times a million. Social media is coming after you.
I'd cry a lot. Huh?
Well, she might like that.
Yeah.
When's the last time you cried?
The other day I thought, oh, this might be my last day, last game. Okay, so the day before the last game in Cincinnati, I thought, oh, this might be my last game playing in Cincinnati. And so I was sitting on my couch at home the night before playing a bunch of, like, I played Landslide by Fleetwood Mac probably about 15 times in a row. And that part where it says, you know, I've been afraid of changing because I live my life, I built my life around you, right? Mm-hmm. I played that like 15 times and I was bawling thinking about, you know, the end of my tenure, the end of my relationship with the Cincinnati Reds. And so, you know, with the fan base, with the experience. So, yeah, that was the last time I cried. And I cried hard, pretty hard.
See, this is what we send to Taylor Swift. This right here. This is a home run right here.
And a picture of the empty slot in my garage. I could definitely, I would love to have that, her to have that info. So maybe she decides to buy me a new car or something.
Yeah, but you don't need anything like that. You need love. You don't need material things. You're better than that, aren't you?
No, I need material things. I tried love before. Yes, a new car.
Why hasn't love worked for you?
Well, Dan.
Is it you?
It's me.
Would you?
It's
okay. Right.
Yeah.
Can I help you with anything here? I mean, while
we're putting out the vibe right now.
Yeah, we are.
That's plenty.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Do you even care who wins the World Series? I mean, I could ask you a baseball question, but I don't. Do you care who wins the World Series?
Well, if you asked me before the playoffs, I would have said us. I would have said the Reds. But I just want the fans to be entertained this year. And I'll go on my little Major League Baseball representative shtick here. You know, we had a huge uptick in attendance. General interest was better. Game was faster, more appeal, a lot of satisfaction. So, you know, I want our sport to be appealing. You know, there's been at times over the last 20 years or so, downtick in terms of interest, especially for the playoffs. This should be our golden time. So hopefully we get to give the fans exactly what they're looking for.
Would you like to be commissioner?
No, I don't think so at all. No, I think Rob's doing a good job.
Okay. Like a decade from now.
A decade from now? No, I think when I'm done playing, and I've already, you know, the little trick about being semi-retired, Dan, is I applied to school last spring, and I take online schooling in the fall. And then I just applied to chef school in January. So if there's no interest in the league, I've already got a new career. So, you know, we'll see what's next for me, but I probably won't be the next commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Oh, man. The fact that you emote, you cry listening to Stevie Nicks, that you're going to learn how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
That is boyfriend material.
That's appealing. That is appealing. That is a commodity that most are searching for. So, you know, we'll see what kind of response we get from this interview.
I would say if you get lonely, when you get lonely and you want somebody to talk to, then
when I'm not lonely, it's more like when I'm not lonely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like, sorry. You know, you can just call in if I can help you in any way. I'd be more than happy if you just got to get things off your mind. If you want to listen to Landslide and we listen to it together, I'd be more than happy to
do that.
You know, we could play it 15 consecutive times on this show if you want to. And I'd be more than happy to sit there with you.
Would you cry?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm an actor. So when the Reds kick you to the curb and then you're all by yourself.
Yeah.
All together now. Just let it sink in here, Stevie. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But the Reds are gonna kick me to the curb. I'll be playing in Minnesota.
Hey, there's no shame in playing Minnesota. They're still in the playoffs.
Oh, I know that. I know that. They could use an extra stick.
Well, I'd be the backup stick.
Well, that's what you are to Taylor Swift.
No, wait. No. I didn't say that.
Batting cleanup.
Travis, I'll take it from here.
Okay. So good luck. And we're here for
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're here for
Goodbye.
You. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Could you give me a little Stevie Nicks Landslide to send Joey Votto into a deep, dark depression? Once again, he's not retiring from baseball. He's retiring from this show, and frankly, I can't blame him. As he turns his head to the side so the camera can't see the tears coming down his cheek. We say goodbye to Joey Votto. Maybe forever.
Yeah, there he goes.
Wow.
Take a break. We'll come back after this, try to gather ourselves. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Emo punk pop is the genre today on Meat Friday. Seton, is this you?
Yeah.
Okay, who is this?
This is My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
This is, if there was a band that Jimmy Butler was channeling in his emo hair press thing, it is absolutely this band. As a matter of fact, it's probably the guitar player Frank Iero. It was almost like he was in a Halloween costume of Frank in this era.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good New Jersey band.
Okay.
This band, I'm a little old for this band.
Yeah.
But this was sort of, they might have been the biggest of this sort of wave of emo. They're a great band.
But not as popular as Avril Lavigne.
No, but still, I mean, like they did arenas, you know, they were a big band.
But not as popular as Avril Lavigne.
Certainly not as popular.
Okay, thank you.
Well, not as complicated either.
Chill out.
What? Chill, wait.
Joey Votto is great. That's a national treasure. And he's from Canada, so he's not even really our treasure. But he's going to go to cooking school, and he wants to be the backup stick for Taylor Swift. I had somebody who said, how about a Joey Landslide t-shirt? The fact that he's listening to Landslide with Stevie Nicks 15 times and he's crying by himself.
I built my life around you. Baseball.
The Cincinnati Reds. Great. All right, it's that time. It's the MMWGOTW, the most must-win game of the weekend. Now, you can play it at home if you like to. Or by yourself with us. Todd, I'll start with you. The MMWGOTW.
I have to go with Joe Burrow and the Bengals needing to beat the Cardinals. As obvious as that may be, I just think it's very crucial they come out of there with a W.
All right. Seton O'Connor Jr. III.
I'm going with the Jets have to win in Denver.
Have to?
They have to win in Denver. They have the Eagles after that, then a bye week.
Mm.
If the Jets don't win in Denver, their playoff hopes are definitely out. And maybe Zach Wilson, ..
Marvin, the MMWGOTW.
I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions. I feel like if they want to be considered a contender, these are the games they have to win.
Okay. Paulie?
I'm going to go off the board a little bit here. North Carolina football is never threatening for the national title. They have Drake May for who knows how long. They have Syracuse this weekend. That's a winnable game, but Syracuse always gets those one upset a year. They got to get past Syracuse. They've got Miami, Virginia, Georgia Tech, Duke, Clemson, NC State. They got a nice schedule, but they cannot afford one loss.
I was going to say Notre Dame at Louisville because when the season started, I thought Notre Dame would lose to either Duke or Louisville. They got by Duke, and now you have Louisville. I'm going to say the Steelers against the Ravens, the Steelers at home with, it feels like the walls are closing in on quarterback, coach, offensive coordinator. So I'm going to say the Steelers versus the Ravens, even though they're a 4.5-point underdog, that's my choice for the MMWGOTW.
It flows.
Andrew Dice Clay will join us coming up next hour. We will get to more of your phone calls as well.
Oh, thanks for the support, Dan. We like the publicity.
No.
Tune in, 11:20 Eastern.
No.
You guys
are
unbelievable.
It's almost over. I'm almost into the weekend. I've got an hour and 7 minutes, and then I'm done.
Can you save me a bratwurst on the Traeger?
Seton, would you update the poll results? You don't have to.
It's boring when you're waiting for the poll results. Most people think that the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams no matter what Justin Fields does.
We're going to have
60-40.
A new poll question in the final hour?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.